Macmillan Audio presents The Vanity Fair Diaries, 1983 to 1992, by Tina Brown. Read for you by the author.
How I Got There. Sunday, April the 10th, 1983. I am here in NYC at last, brimming with fear and insecurity. Getting in late last night on British Airways, I suddenly felt the enormousness of New York City. The noise of it, the speed of it, the lonely obliviousness of so many people trying to get ahead. My London bravado began to evaporate. I wished I was with Harry, who I knew would be sitting at his computer in front of his study window in Kent, furiously pounding away about Rupert Murdoch. I am staying at the Royalton Hotel on West 44th Street, opposite the Algonquin Hotel. It's a bit of a flea pit, but in walking distance to the Condé Nast headquarters at 350 Madison Avenue. The man at the desk seemed half asleep when I checked in, and there was no one around to haul my bag to the elevator. All the way in from JFK in the taxi, a phone-in show was blaring a woman with a rasping German accent, talking in excruciating detail about blowjobs. The instructions crackling from the radio to take it into mouth and move it slowly up and down got so oppressive I asked the cab driver what the hell he was listening to. He said it was a sex therapist called Dr. Ruth, who apparently gives advice on the radio and has an enormous following. As soon as I woke up, I rushed to the newsstand on the corner to look for the April issue of Vanity Fair.